Welcome to Floating Lift Tea Podcast. My name is Shouwen. Say something, please.
All right, I had a whole plan. And this is Noah.
Great.
I was going to go.
That's okay. That's it. That's the plan. Thank you. Thank you for saying your name. That's all they need to know.
And this is Santa Claus. Merry Christmas.
That was your plan?
Yeah, that's
my plan. Okay. Sounds good. Cut.
Okay.
Why do you do that? Whoa again.
Oh. I'm just practicing.
Ah, for the next few recordings?
No. This one's going to come out right before Christmas, I think.
Oh, really?
Well, like a couple days before.
Whoa. Then, since it's coming out a few days before Christmas, I think this is a perfect tea for Christmas.
Oh, good.
Not sure if the flavor profile is like Christmas.
Is this a cranberry sauce and turkey tea?
That was Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah. So this one, I know it's for Christmas because it's, first of all, it's epically good, if there's such a word. And then secondly, if I can pull it off today, this tea, when I drank it a few times before, it relaxed my shoulders actually quite a lot. And so it's perfect for Christmas Day. You just have your shoulders all relaxed. Your mood all relaxed, hopefully, and everything is all relaxed. Anyway, I'm very looking forward to Christmas because I feel like that might possibly be my only day off. Or feel like the only day off this month. So it's been a good month, but very intense. So what are we drinking?
Yeah, what are we drinking, Miss Tai?
We are actually drinking Alisan High Mountain Oolong. But if somebody give me a cup like this, or I give you a cup like this, probably a lot of us couldn't recognize this is Alisan High Mountain Oolong.
And why is that?
It's roasted by our charcoal teacher, Mr. John. And for Alisan tea, it's very, very rich. And I loved it. I mean, I love it without past tense.
Loving it.
I am loving it. Sounds like a commercial already.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
What?
I was saying stop the commercial.
Oh. So I just brewed the first infusion, this charcoal roast Alisan High Mountain Oolong. Oh, by the way, it's two roasts too. We have one exactly the same for three roasts. Teacher throw me a surprise in a box.
A curveball.
And you can, I mean, I can smell a little bit of toasty, like grand, but dark, rich, toasty, grand kind of a smell on the surface. And in the bottom, smell something actually more like fruit than flower to me. I did it today. The shoulder area totally show up.
The broth is really solid also.
Very soft and very rich. It almost have a mild feeling of today, especially mild feeling of the last year's Alisan tea. When I drank it for the first time, I feel like the tea has roots and I want it to spread across every possible location in my mouth. And this one also have a minor feeling of that today. But the way it spread is very direct to the back of my throat. Now, that sounds really bad, huh? Something in my mouth and an M at my throat. Thank goodness it's nothing visible, nothing concrete. It's just a feeling. So anyway, I feel extra intense this month. It's I know it's only halfway through the month, and it feels like a really, really long month already. It's been very busy, and also my son has a lot of school and outside of school activity going on, and so I feel like every day I'm just running around and trying to get this stuff done, and seriously looking forward to Christmas Day. So that means the shop is closed. The throat sensation is powerful on this tea. It's like you take that sip and it's direct aminolate area, and then after it hit the throat, it starts to move to the back of the neck. Yeah, I can tell you how excited I am with this tea. Doesn't show, huh? Doesn't show.
Doesn't show.
So, I mean, this month, I couldn't even possibly have the mind to think about our online tea sessions. We're supposed to do Gaba Oolong blind tastings. And I think we'll move it to next month. And, this tea, Artisan tea, then possibly for the next lineup, we want to do an Artisan High Mountain Oolong blind tea tasting. I'll see if I have the, I have the mind to put this together. So I apologize if you guys out there don't have a chance to taste this tea. We already did a private tea tasting on this tea, and we are going to aim for a second private tea tasting session on this tea. I feel like this tea needs a little bit of some quieter moments to be able to make the best of this tea to show up. And let's see the second infusion.
The second infusion smells like banana.
What?
You smell?
Are you joking?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't know. Second infusion smell like banana to Noah on this Artisan High Mountain Oolong Double Charcoal Roasted Tea. What is this talking style feels like? Like broadcasting stuff on specific things. Almost like introducing a horse racing.
Okay.
Now, the second horse. I don't know. I never really participate in any of those things. It's all in my head. As I told you guys earlier on, I'm a little bit crazy this month. Extra crazy this month.
Now, horse.
Let's focus on the tea. Oh, okay. If not, the listeners will be like, what the heck? So actually, this kind of moments also happen in our tea sessions, by the way. I'm not sure if I can smell the banana, but it's all good.
Oh, it's there. Believe you me, it's in there.
Don't be so feisty.
Doesn't taste like bananas, though.
No. So remember, throughout the past few episodes, I talk a lot about a tea structure, and sometimes I focus more in the mouth. But that's actually a first place we should look at a actual liquid tea structure. In a sense, is what the tea broth feels like to you, and does it have dimensions, and how much dimension a tea broth feels like, and is it balanced? Is it, and within the context, is it complex, etc., etc.? And this one, I would say, you know, within the context of a tea structure, I feel the structure capacity to move is really the speed of its structure moving is very fast. Fast in a way is the moment the liquid hit my mouth and it already start moving before I even start to swallow it. And it's almost stretching out to the next location. Isn't it really strange? So the liquid is not moving yet, and yet the feeling of the liquid already start moving.
I can see.
Yeah.
And that's why you kind of, or that's, a different way of saying the kind of roots feeling that you get with the other Ali San.
And so this tea feels very rooted and yet feels very, it's expanding. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. I never thought about it like that.
And that's why this tea is like very intriguing to me. And then the moment I actually start to move the liquid to my throat, or you know, whatever the liquid is supposed to move, hopefully not up to my nose or something like that. I feel a huge presence then at the throat area and my shoulder area. Mm. And so some of the tea expansion is very, very, very big. And this one, I'm not sure, if I actually put the liquid into the context of what they call it, tea energy. With this kind of liquid moving, I guess you can say it's a form of tea energy or it's not. It's just, for me, the liquid have a capacity to move.
It's like the stimulation of the tea and the aftertaste of the tea, right? It just moves further into the body.
The moment it's moving, the broth moves so fast to other places. But the actual liquid is, it will just follow the whatever, the throat, mouth, throat, pipe, stomach.
The pipe.
And then while you are watching moving that way, the tea at the same time is expanding. And normally when I sense energy, is the tea hit the stomach and then the energy start to move.
When the tea goes down the tea pipe?
Tea pipe, yeah. My tea pipe.
I have a very specialized tea pipe.
Tea pipe, yeah. One is for food and one is for tea.
It's actually the same.
And I have a stomach for tea as well. Yeah.
The tea gizzard.
Yeah. So I don't know if sometimes you guys feel like tea like this is, for me, this kind of tea is filled with almost unimaginable dimensions. And I love when the tea actually have this kind of capacity, because for me, I'm in awe with the tea, and I'm inspired by the capacity of the tea. I am touched. I am moved by the capacity of a tea, you know. And that is so, sometimes so big that I just want to keep going with it and keep learning tea, because I want to be able to learn more and have more capacity to see. I always feel like with tea, the more capacity I have, the more they are going to show up to me. So it's like, it's back and forth, like a dance between me and the tea, you know. And me as a person, I like challenges. Like I like drinking more on a challenging style of teas. And then this way is more like also like a challenge to me. Like it never ends. And I don't know where else I could go. And that brings a lot of excitement to my tea drinking. Is I keep looking forward to every single moment of my tea drinking, because I mean I have anticipations, and at the same time I don't know what is gonna show up. You know,
beautiful.
Oh, okay, cool. So let's look at the third infusion of this double roasted charcoal high mountain Ali San oolong. I think I just reversed all the words. Yeah, whatever.
I'm calling it charcoal Ali San.
Charcoal Ali San. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it the shoulder tea.
The tea pipe tea.
Tea pipe and shoulder. Yeah, totally. Because today I almost wanted to drink a Tai Chi tea. I actually have a Tai Chi tea this past week, and I'm super obsessed with it. And I drink it every single day, like almost twice a day.
We drank that tea, the podcast, last, well, 2 weeks away from when this episode came out.
So I almost want to do it again today.
Yeah, I actually thought about that too.
Yeah, I thought about it, and then just like...
It's a quick repeat, but it is a really good tea.
Yeah, so I kind of want to do it again. But anyway, we'll do Ali San today.
Yeah, and I got to get my tea pipe going.
Feel.
Yeah.
Third infusion. still smell the same smell, actually. Yeah. But the feeling is very nice and solid. Within the solidness, there's a quietness in the liquid smell.
It's quieter than the second infusion, but it still has a lot of movement going on inside, even just the scent.
Yeah. Mm. And I have to say that sometimes a tea can make me cry. This tea will be one of them. Mm. That it will actually make me cry. I mean, the way that the liquid is moving, is there's such a profound beauty to it. And I can't even like describe it to you, because sometimes I don't want to. Sometimes when you like say it with so many details, you are like dissecting a picture and a feeling, and then after I finish the sentence, it's no longer there. Yeah. Mm. See how the tea is moving?
Yeah, I see it now. Pay attention to my tea pipe, and I got a glimpse of it.
So if I really have to say it, it's more of a movement that the continual moment is so connected together, like there's no broken moment for this tea to move. And then when it's moving with so much quietness and determination, and then it's moving, so the liquid is moving down to my pipe, right? My tea pipe. And yet you can feel the tea is at the same time have a different direction to move, which today most of my time is the back of my neck and the back of my shoulders. And it's not just those, it feels like they are connected too. And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Mm. Okay, I'm not going to cry during the tea pocket session, okay?
She's crying right now. You guys can't see.
It's a beautiful, joyful cry, you know, but not laughing. It just, you know, you are just so moved with the beauty that you want to cry. Mm. And I hope some of these moments that in my lifetime that I will have many chances to share it with a lot of you out there, here and there. Yeah. And tea is still best in person. But since I'm not a tea ninja yet, even though hashtag trademark. Title Tea Ninja. That's my title. Okay, please do not take it. Even though I'm not a tea ninja yet, and I don't have a lot of twin sisters. I don't have a lot of twin sisters. Oh, that sentence doesn't even make sense. I don't have a lot of twin sisters. Yeah. Anyway, you guys know what I mean.
I hope so.
Yeah. Totally. I can be in a lot of places, you know, and I just forgot what I want to say.
You're not a tea ninja yet, even though you have hashtag trademark tea ninja, and then you don't have a lot of twin sisters, so you can't be in everywhere at once. But
it's my dream that I want to drink tea with as many of you as possible, so that we can share this kind of beautiful moments together. And sometimes maybe don't expect it will be always beautiful. At least I guarantee you a lot of fun. If I'm there with tea, there will be jokes and there will be my crazy laughs. That's guaranteed. And there will be tea. So that's like so good already, even without those, some of the profound moments. And profound moments in Chinese phrase is 可遇不可求, 就是让它自然的出现. Okay, translate that. Okay, he can. So you guys.
It can happen, but don't chase after it. Let it naturally show up. Eh? Eh? Eh?
Pretty close.
Eh? Eh? Eh?
Pretty close. Yeah, Noah's Chinese is actually really good.
I don't know if I say really good, but at least I can translate that sentence.
That is really good.
Pretty good.
对啊,可遇不可求.
I'm going to get that on a t-shirt, because I translated.
Oh, yeah, that's our t-shirt.
Mm. Got to get someone to do calligraphy.
The best tea moments is 可遇不可求.
Multilingual.
Totally.
Polyglottamous.
Why not? Tattoo on the forearm. Tell cousin Jake,
oh, Jake
to tattoo.
Jake. Jake, I have a new tattoo for you. If you're listening, shout out to Jake. 可遇不可求.
Was this the fourth infusion or the third? I don't even remember.
Good question. I think it's third. I mean fourth.
Fourth,
I think,
right? It's fourth. Yeah, okay. And it's lightened up a little bit. The smell is going more upwards now.
As opposed to horizontal?
That very quietly sitting there. Mm. And the movement is going more upwards too. How interesting. But it's still linked to the shoulder. The liquid still linked to the shoulder, but doesn't have that fast down movement as much as the first three infusions. I'm glad the tea showed up though. So I think they bring out something. It's before I started this session, I actually had no expectations, you know, and just wanted to, you know, drink a good tea and record a session, and hopefully the tea show up, and if not, whoops. And very interesting to see, I think 2 weeks ago or last week, I don't even remember, a week ago,
yeah,
before this session,
yeah,
we did a private tea session for 4 wonderful tea friends in our shop. And it's a private session. And I had a lot of anticipation and expectation of this particular tea because I wanted the best to show up to those tea friends. And the tea didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It was really good, but very strong. And the shoulder actually not showing up.
The main thing that we were trying to show off
this tea didn't show up at all. And then it's just like pretty strong and stuff. And I was very disappointed. And, but the session still really good.
Yeah.
You know, and I think today in this session, it kind of remind me that there's a wonderful space. Too much or too little. I mean, I'm not saying that we should go into a tea session without anything, expectation and anything in there, because we do need to put our mind in a tea session, you know, to be mindful in a tea session. And yet when I'm too obsessed, I think with that result, the tea in a way wanted to give me a lesson, like don't push so hard, you know. And so today when my goal is just to have a good session, I didn't know what the tea is going to show up. And I just try to stay as much with the tea as possible, even though I'm kind of zoned out. since I'm like tired, so I'm kind of zoned out. But the tea in a way show up to me and say, you see, when you find this mind not to expect too much with the obsession, then might be the tea will show up. So I'm not sure, but that's kind of a message that I give to myself. You know, find the right mind, the right moments for the tea.
It's kind of that right place between concentration and relaxation.
Yeah It cannot be that so yes intent, but not that rigid. But not that loose either. So, oh, then I just become very, very loose. Mm. But very loose without an intent or a found, a round structure, it become, then you are not there and the tea still wouldn't show up, I think.
It's kind of like when the rhythm is either way too fast, then it gets messy, or too slow that it gets also messy in a different way.
So this number fifth infusion, I think I'm going to brew it a bit longer and see what will show up.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm much longer.
Oh. Sounds scary.
Hashtag no fear.
Oh, sounds not fearful.
I think I say hashtag a lot. It sounds good to me.
For someone who doesn't hashtag things, yes, you say it a lot.
Yeah, I'm rarely on social media and I verbally hashtag a lot of things. Remember my Teen Ninja hashtag and trademark hashtag?
What? Yeah, hashtag trademark, hashtag Teen Ninja.
Yeah.
And hashtag
T-pipe.
Oh, T-pipe. Hashtag T-pipe. Yeah. Hashtag trademark, hashtag T-pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, for the Matrix. Hashtag it for the Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means, but sounds good to me.
So that when they're searching through the Matrix, they can find our trademarks.
Oh.
You know?
My favorite barefoot person just keep ordering tea for other people.
Oh. Barefoot boy?
Yeah. Donnie.
Donnie Cameron?
Yeah, and he just ordered tea.
Oh, nice. I like the barefoot boy. Shout out to barefoot boy.
Thank you for ordering tea for yourself, and thank you for ordering tea for a lot of your other friends.
Spread the love.
This is a 2-minute brew, huh?
Sorry, I didn't look at the beginning, but yeah, probably.
Probably, huh?
Yeah. There's been a lot of silence that you guys haven't been...
experienced.
Yeah, I've been experiencing.
We just cut it out.
You've not been privy to the silence. Consider yourself privy to the silence now.
Privy?
Privy?
What's privy?
Kind of like aware of, in the know about. Mm, this tea feels really good. Aftertaste feels really good.
Mm. So this fifth infusion, I actually have no idea how long I brew the tea.
it's been a matter of minutes, though.
Yeah.
Kung Fu style.
I just feel like I want to bring out that down movement again, because the fourth infusion, the up movement is a lot. And at this tea, I prefer it down rather than going up.
Mm.
And some teas, I do prefer it going up, by the way. Whatever that means is that what kind of liquid are you drinking is going up. It's a liquid that I drink and then I sneeze or I burst out laughing and so it goes. No. Anyway, this fifth one, smelling, that is down now. Yeah, just on the smell. And sometimes when you smell, you can smell. Yes, you are smelling it into your nostrils. So it's supposed going up, right? But if you really pay attention, some scent will stay in the nostrils. Some scent will go up into your brain. Some scent will simultaneously go up and
sink.
And sink into your throat area.
Yeah.
And those teas that then I will have some expectations that, oh, maybe it's an excellent tea then, you know. So this tea then, I brew it, the fifth infusion, I brew it a little bit much longer actually. And so the downness is showing, the down movement is showing up even through the scent.
Mm.
So then I can expect, it's kind of trying to tell me that the liquid is, the uplifting energy might not be that much, will be more downward energy.
More sinking.
And here you go. I just took a sip and it is moving down and it's spread into the back again. And I love this tea. It's so good. And so hopefully, maybe sometime in about February, we might be doing a blind tasting on all our Alisan collections here, and also might not. And if I don't do it, please forgive me. Sometimes it's just too much, you know. And so I think this episode will be published before a few days before Christmas season.
Let me check because I was just excited about Christmas, so I started ho 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 at the beginning.
Or maybe after the Christmas season, actually.
It should be before.
So. Today is time.
Oh, it'll be... Never mind, it's going to be after.
Okay, it's the
ho-ho... Happy December 30th, everybody.
Yeah, it will be ho-ho-ho afterwards. But anyway, it's been... But we do record it before the Christmas time. And just want to let you guys know that, that we love you. Life is really good, even though it's a little bit crazy, but life is really good. I can, you know, express more gratitude that I am I'm doing something that I really enjoy doing, and I'm learning things that I am really enjoy learning. And then to have you guys out there to support us and to, in a way, make our dreams come true. I just feel very blessed. And I think this is a season that you might be spending time with your friends and family, or choose to be alone, which don't feel bad. I love it. I cannot tell you my first time that on a Thanksgiving day, I didn't open a shop and I didn't have my kid, and I was alone. And that day was actually one of the best days of my life. Well, that day I did soak in a bathtub, and I told my roommate back then, if I don't walk out of there, in 1 hour, just call ambulance. I also have a small shot of glass, scotch on the side with the, bath soak. So she was very tuned in with my 1 hour soak, and she was a wonderful friend and a roommate back then. Also now, but not roommate anymore. But anyway, I don't know. My mind works like this, okay? Whatever comes to my mind, I'll just say it. So that was totally a crazy side story. But just thank you so much for supporting us. And it's a wonderful season. And even if it's like tough for some of you guys, I think it's still good. And please reach out to us if you have any feedback, and or even if you need help, just, you know, reach out to us. And please continue to force your friends and family to listen to this podcast, and force them to buy tea on our website.
it's getting more intense.
Floatingleaf.com, and we are very looking forward to this coming year with all of you guys. And
seriously, thank you so much for all your support.
Yeah, and hope to see more of you, and hope to drink tea with more of you, and to even simply to share tea with many of you. Until next time, that will be 2020.
Ooh.
Woo!
Happy tea drinking.
Happy tea drinking, and almost, yeah, and there'll be a Happy New Year too.
Happy New Year. Woo. Oh.
Happy New Year.
Bye bye.